Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me, how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 13th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The Unlikeliest of Places. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Jeffrey Sutton and is titled El Golpe de Argentina. Thanks for listening.
Good. Buenas noches. My story starts in 1975. I was taking a gap year between my undergraduate and graduate work as an anthropologist. As an undergraduate, I happened to do some research in Mexico in the mountains of Michoacán in a little Indian village where I learned really bad Spanish. So I decided that I would try out my bad Spanish and go to South America. I took off in November of 1975. I was 23 years old. No internet, no cell phone, no credit card, about $1,500 in my pocket. I started in Ecuador, made my way all the way down to Bolivia. I'm coming down the Altiplano, down into the jungle, and I'm going to cross the border into Argentina. So I get to this little town called Aguas Blancas, and I have to take a boat and go across the river, and I go through this little jungle passport center, and I get on the bus, and I'm going to go to Salta, Argentina. And as soon as the bus comes out of the jungle, we're surrounded by military people, and everybody's ordered off the bus. And so everybody gets off. We all get searched and our papers checked, and I get back on the bus, and I go, you know, what was that all about? Well, they're a bunch of rebels in Argentina. And they're searching for rebels and stopping everybody. So I get to Salta. I get stopped again, frisked, searched. I'm not really thinking too much about it. It seems just to be a little bit of a hassle. So I hitchhike from Salta all the way to Resistencia, where I get picked up again. This time they take me in to strip search me, which is kind of like going to a proctologist with guns. But But I was on my way to visit a friend up in Brazil, and I went up to Brazil, and I borrowed some money, and everybody's telling me, you got to go back to Buenos Aires. It's really a great, great town, and it's the Paris of South America. So on March 17th, I arrived back in Argentina, and I make my way to Buenos Aires, and I have about $500 left. And so I'm not sure I can really make it all the way back to Missoula on $500. So I go to a travel agency, and I'm talking to this gal, Maria Cecilia Cortez was her name. And I guess I was flirting, I'm not sure. But anyway, we ended up going out that night. And I didn't buy the ticket. And we spent the next 3 nights kind of running around Buenos Aires and having just a great time. And, you know, staying out to 4 o'clock in the morning. Buenos Aires is really a cool town. And she goes, well, I want to invite you to this party, but it's kind of a hoity-toity party, and I don't want to tell my friends that I just met you at the travel agency. So we had to make up a story that I'd met her at an embassy party in Brazil, and on top of that, she made me buy a new shirt. And so I go to this party, and it's pretty hoity-toity, and there's all these young people, and we're having a great time, and it's now March 25th, and everybody's having a nice conversation, and all of a sudden, gunfire and explosions. And everybody goes, oh, golpe paso, the golpe, el golpe. The kick is happening. And they were overthrowing the government that night of Isabel Perón. So we're all kind of looking out the window, and there's tanks and everything, and they got loudspeakers, and, please go to your homes and go to your hotels. And so I go back to my hotel. Next morning, I kind of get up, and I'm going, this is pretty wild. I go down to the Casa Rosada, and I actually see them taking Isabel Perón away. She was the third wife of Juan Perón, and they had just overthrown her. And I take pictures of the tanks and the streets and everything, and people are looking in windows where their television's watching what's going on. But they had declared martial law, and habeas corpus had been thrown out. And so I go back to my hotel, and I go, I got to get out of here. This isn't going to be all that much fun. So I go to the bus station with my bag and everything, and I'm going to go to Mendoza. They good wine over there, and I was going to go see friends in Chile. Well, I never made it to the window, and these guys picked me up, and I'm going, I've already been through this three times, no big deal. And there's this French kid walking next to me, and they got about 20 of us are taken to the police station, and he's going, "Merde, merde, merde." And I go, "Hey, they know what that means, calm down." So We get to the police station, and I got my Panama hat on, and I walk in, and guy takes a pistol out, hits me in the back of the head, and says, "Don't you have manners? You take your hat off when you come inside." And that kind of changed my tone about everything a little bit. And so they look through my bag, and they interrogate me, and they take me into this jail yard, and there's German shepherds on lines, and I said, "We're feeding the prisoners now," and they give me bread and rice, and I finish it, and I go back to the door and said, "I'm done." And they go, no, "You stay here." Well, there were like 8 cells, and they were all filled with people. So that night, I'm on the sidewalk under the overhang in front of the cells, German shepherds out here, and I'm sleeping. I had my sleeping bag, and about midnight, I hear this boom, big explosion. And all of a sudden, all the dogs are barking, and the lights come back on, and the guys run in with guns and throw us all up against the wall. Next thing I know, I got a gun to my head. And they're patting me down, and apparently the rebels had thrown a grenade at the building that night. Next day, I did manage to get into one of the cells, and the next few days, I'm with these guys, and I'm finding out that the rebels have been attacking all these buildings and police stations and all these things that are happening in Buenos Aires. And on the other side, Isabel Perón's government has started the dirty war, and they start sending out assassination squads and death squads, killing people. And so things are kind of tense before the revolution. After about 3 days, they come and get me and take me to another police station, and they fingerprint me and mugshot me, and I'm kind of going, "Hey, man, could I get a copy of that picture?" Took me into this room under the lights, and they're doing this whole interrogation thing, and they have all my maps, and I'm dyslexic, so I use my photos as sort of a diary of where I've been, and I had been circling everything I photographed. Well, I had circled all these buildings I had photographed, the White House, the communication, the Admiralty. Well, they kind of wondered what I was doing with all this, and I'm all of a sudden I go into this cheap Mexican accent, go, "Hey, senor, I'm from Montana, We got deer and we got antelope and cowboys and Indians and all these things, I'm no terrorist." And I said, "That John Wayne, that's where I'm from. They got the John Wayne movie." And so I spent the night in the jail again. And next day they took me back to where my bag was, and I spent a few more days. And then they picked me up again and take me to the office. And they're very nice. They say, "Here's your money, here's your passport. But we would really like you to leave the country. Now, we know you want to go to Chile, and you can go, but you have to fly." And so they take me to the airport, and they put me on a plane, and I fly to Santiago, Chile. Had I known at the time what was really going on, after the coup, they rounded up journalists, intellectuals, college professors, students, and the death squads were a little inefficient because they left bodies, so they decided to make people disappear. And they rounded up 150,000 Argentinians and put them in 300 concentration camps, almost 30,000 disappeared with no trace. And after the junta fell in 1983, they put the officers on trial, and they found a commander of the naval station outside of Buenos Aires, and they were bringing busloads of prisoners in, shooting them up with a drug that would paralyze them, putting them in cargo planes and flying them out over the ocean into shark-infested waters and dumping them out. During this time, the U.S. government gave $1 billion to the junta, and just today it was announced in the paper that the Obama administration is releasing the secret documents on what happened during the revolution. I got to Argentina, I got to Chile, and a lot of people said, well, how'd you get out? And I said, well, you know, maybe they believed my story, I was just traveling through, maybe they hated my Mexican accent. But I kind of like to think that it was because they'd actually seen a John Wayne movie. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeffrey Sutton is a recognized business leader of the arts. As a professional photographer, Jeff has numerous images published. His work has appeared in Newsweek, Parade, The New York Times, USA Today, and on the cover of 24 magazines. As owner of Sutton West Gallery, he represented many nationally recognized artists. Jeff worked at the Montana World Trade Center as a micro-business developer with artisans in rural Montana, Panama, Chile, New Zealand, and India. He is also an avid motorcyclist who traveled through China, Russia, the Middle East, and many other countries exploring the world. Jeff has also worked with many Missoula nonprofits. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, The Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at great prices needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and a part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and who know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy with upbeat and fun top 40 favorites. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Drunkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForDrunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Geraldine Carter, Gary Warchola, Anne Karp, Greg Reagan, Paula Short, Abe Abramson, Gary Delp, and Jeff Sutton. Remember, your story matters. To sign up to Tell a Story in 2017, go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for the year. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. When the spreadsheet opens, add your information to the spreadsheet, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story, and to learn more, tellussomething.org.